You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show. This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Silbo.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
Ahuki Lau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Auberge de la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaray joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Cordero of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I end up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you? Every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world at TWC.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus joining us for our first segment of the show. Aviva Zach, Media Director of Tourism Saskatoon. Welcome to Travel World, Aviva.
Oh, thanks for having me, Stephen.
It was a great visit. Just got back last week from Saskatoon. What a pleasant surprise. And for those people around the United States and around the world that may not necessarily know where Saskatoon in the province of Saskatchewan, Canada is. Tell us a little bit more about it.
You know, and we are smack dab in the middle of Canada. We're in the prairies, the western part of the country. And I think Saskatoon used to be a destination that people drove through or flew over, and people are now choosing to stop in our prairies town and are pleasantly surprised, just as you were when you visited last week.
Well, just love, for example, the downtown, the wide streets, that feel that you are in a western town. Everything walking distance. If you stay at one of the major chain hotels downtown, I was at the Sheraton Cavalier, which is was built the same year I was born, 1961, and it's in better shape than me. right overlooking the South Saskatchewan River, and you walk along the valley trails and walk to nearby restaurants and entertainment venues. It's great.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're really proud that it is a safe city to walk around, that it's easy to get around, and very scenic as well.
Well, I like the fact as well that many of the buildings had historic plaques on them. So when you're walking around downtown, you know what you're looking at.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, for people who are history buffs or interested in some of the older buildings, it is nice to be able to stop and take your time and read kind of the history of our city.
Well, one of the great museums that I went to really tells you the history of the West, the Western Development Museum, and I spent a couple of hours there and could have probably spent a couple more. Very well laid out, and what a variety of old cars. I came across a 1928 Essex, the same model. It was my grandfather's first car, and in fact, came across your grandfather in the museum too.
Yeah, that's right. There's actually a wax replica of my grandfather who's now passed away. And, you know, I like to take my kids there and visit him. He lives in the livery, which is one of the 40 buildings that are along the Boomtown Street. It's meant to replicate 1910 Prairies Town. So it doesn't necessarily mimic Saskatoon, but if you got off the train in 1910 in the Saskatchewan, Alberta, Manitoba region, and you came off, you would see this kind of streetscape, and so it's a really fun museum. And like you said, Stephen, like I go over and over again with people of all ages, and you can spend hours and hours there.
Oh, very much so. And all of the exhibits are, you know, detail markings, and you can read up on what you're seeing. And you go into those stores along Boomtown, and go, for example, to the pharmacy, and the products that you see on the shelf, they all come from that era, and you look back and say, okay, that company's still existing, but that company isn't, and it's just fascinating to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things. In fact, I think they have an offsite storage area, so once in a while they do switch some things up, but they had so many authentic items that were donated that they can't even display them all in the Western Development Museum, despite the fact that they've expanded over the years. There's just so much that they have and that they want to show, kind of to give that idea of what it would have been like to live in that era.
Right. It goes over three or four main galleries, and you can spend a good 30, 45 minutes in each. So plan for a full morning or a full afternoon at the Western Development Museum. You're going to build up an appetite as well. And over the past few years, Saskatoon has really come on to the culinary scene as well. You get some great meals there.
Yeah. You know what? It's been really fun to show off how Saskatoon has grown as far as the culinary scene. We have so much as far as pulse products and wheat, barley. There's different fruits that grow here, all sorts of things, canola. So it's been really exciting that restaurants have embraced that idea of farm to fork, and we have some really great new restaurants that are really showing off the bounty that's here right in our province.
Oh, yes. I didn't have a bad meal at all when I was in Saskatoon, and, you know, great meals. One of the, you know, Aiden Kitchen and Bar, you know, one of the great things there was we ordered like two appetizers, two main dishes, and split them up, because sometimes that's what I always enjoy when I go somewhere with a friend or colleague, is to try a variety of things. Sometimes a plate all of one thing is a bit too much, but you know, when you go with somebody, order two different things. The pork was just melt in your mouth, as was the maple ginger trout from Lake Diefenbaker.
That's right. And, you know, I know you visited Lake Diefenbaker. The trout that comes from there is absolutely amazing. And I do highly recommend that when people do go to Aiden, because it's nice, again, to be able to show off some of the different things that come from our region. And that that fish is just incredible there. I haven't had a bad meal at Aiden. And we like to show off that restaurant as well, because it's kind of a homegrown success story of the one of the head chefs there. Dale McKay, who is from Saskatoon originally, left, studied across the world with Gordon Ramsay. He was in New York, he was in London, in Hong Kong, Vancouver, and he came home and he started Aiden Kitchen and Bar. And he actually, prior to that, had won the first season of Canada's Top Chef on the Food Network. So kind of a mini celebrity among these parts, and his food is incredible. So I'm really glad you got an opportunity to try some supper there.
Oh, yes, it was very nice. And we went out for the day, and of course you can stay for more days. You can go get that traditional ranch experience that you read about, and it's just, again, like stepping back in time 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is at La Rieta, just a short drive from Saskatoon, and I love that they have some really hands-on experiences there. You can rustle cattle and rope a calf with a lasso and learn to ride a horse, and, you know, the authentic saloon experience and everything like that. So, and it's just beautiful out there. The scenery, it's very peaceful, and I think a lot of people really, you know, love that experience. To go out there and be a rancher for a day.
Oh, yes. There are people going out 3-6 hours. They'll pack them up a picnic lunch. Otherwise, you have the walking trails and the nature trails. Go down to the lake. Certainly, they have two friendly dogs and two friendly cats that will keep you company through the day. And in the cookhouse, we had roast beef sandwiches for lunch, and then chili and rhubarb surprise for dinner, and big portions, surf family style. And George, the owner, boy, he looks the part. Even though he's originally from a farm in Germany, he certainly looks the part of a Western farmer. But that sort of ties in with the German heritage of Saskatchewan, John Diefenbaker and everyone else.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think he's such a wonderful personality as well. He, like a lot of people in Saskatoon and Saskatchewan, and I hear this all the time, people are so welcoming and friendly when you come and visit here, and that's something we're really proud of as well.
Oh, I was even surprised. Very friendly cab driver coming in from the airport, and the airport's right near downtown, so I was at my hotel in 15 minutes, and a real must-see, and this was a very special place. It was very spiritual, and it really touched me. Wanuskewin National Heritage Park. That is definitely a must. In the report we did on Saskatchewan many years ago by Saskatchewan's favorite son, Hudson Foga, he loved it. And boy, I can see why he loved it too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really, really special place. And I mean, I think people feel that the ground is sacred. It's built on an area that dates back over 6,000 years. So it's, you know, really amazing when you walk those paths that, you know, that there were ancient tribes that were walking, there were bison, you know, buffalo jumps and things like that there. It really is a special place, and you know, there's so many experiences you
very
can have
much
out
so.
There as well.
We're going to have to cut this out. We're going to break now. Aviva Zach, Tourism Saskatoon, and people can check out the internet, tourismsaskatoon.com. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail's Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Worried.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay. Oh. Thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh. I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite around the world at TWC.ca. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus, and we're discussing a variety of destinations today on Travel World. The next, the beautiful Snowflake Mountain Resort and Spa in Stowe, Vermont. Sherry Barrow-Smith is the Vice President and General Manager, third-generation family-owned property. Welcome to Travel World, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
Well, really enjoyed my stay a few months ago. It was just a beautiful, beautiful hotel.
Thank you. We're very proud of not only our location, but what we've been able to do with the resort. You were here in the summer, so there were some gorgeous flowers, and you could see the activities. And throughout the year, there's always something wonderful to see and look at.
Now, tell us a bit more about Stoveflake.
Excellent. Well, like you mentioned, we are a family-owned and operated resort. We've been in business since 1963. That doesn't mean the resort is old. We rebuild and refurbish and move with the times. We're independently owned, but the really wonderful thing about us is our great location within Stowe. You can come to visit us, stay in any different type of luxury accommodation, lots of space, and enjoy our on-site activities, such as our great spa, our pools, our exercise facilities, or you can just walk down the path and start enjoying the town because it's right outside our door.
Well, what I like, and I always like these family-owned properties, I mean, the chains are great, but it's like you really are part of the community. You reflect the community, and it's not like staying at a mega hotel. You've got a lot of rooms, a lot of facilities, but walking down the corridors and walking around the lobby, I felt I was staying at a New England inn.
And that's part of what we've tried to do is the resort has grown and expanded throughout the years. Rather than one grandiose lobby, we have a lot of nooks and corridors that our guests can feel comfortable in. We have a luxury feel, but while keeping that New England feel at the same time. We don't want the resort to feel, purposely try not to make it feel city-like, and we want it to be unique. And I'm glad you felt that because that's exactly what we feel we're providing to our guests.
Well, I certainly enjoyed my room as well because it was very roomy. I had a gas fireplace. I overlooked the inner courtyard, and I really felt I got a great night's sleep. Very quiet, and I just passed out.
That's excellent because it's hard to do when you travel sometimes, as you know. You mentioned the rooms, and we are very proud of our rooms. All of the rooms, whether it be our luxury rooms, which have the gas fireplaces in them, or some of our rooms that are a little bit smaller and don't have the fireplace, they all have the same level of comfort in them, and they're all going to be quiet and enjoyable, and we've got the courtyard view like you enjoyed. And then for those that really prefer, because we are in a mountain area, we've got rooms with mountain views as well. My personal preference is the courtyard, though, because I love the fountains in the courtyard and the grass and the flowers and so forth.
And a little walking trail through, like a mini labyrinth to walk through. Very peaceful. It all adds to the ambiance, and of course you can't forget the spa. I love those great massage. I fell asleep on the massage table. I was snoring away, but then afterwards you go in those waterfalls and pools, and there's something about. I think my massage appointment was at 2 p.m. and I didn't leave the falls until after 5. I was just it was a state of bliss.
And that's exactly what our spa is. You know, there's a lot of properties in the United States that can offer you a massage. And we're really a true luxury spa. We're over 35,000 square feet, and actually it includes the meditative labyrinth as a part of it. But what you mentioned was the sanctuary area. And we have a men's and women's sanctuary, so you can relax before your treatment or after your treatment. You can do it on your own, or you can go into the co-ed area, which is where the Bingham Falls Waterfalls is, which is actually a to-scale replica of one of the local waterfalls and swim holes. And then if you prefer something a little that's hydrotherapy, there's the mineral bath, which is right next to that, and that's a Hungarian mineral bath. So it's not just a treatment. It really is a full day or full half-day experience.
Oh, very much so. I really enjoyed my afternoon there at the spa. And if you're not going to the spa, well, you still have an indoor and an outdoor pool, an outdoor hot tub, which was great to sit under the stars and watch the lights reflect off the mountains.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, we also have a little 9-hole executive golf course. So you can really, when I describe the resort to people, I let them know you can come and stay here for a few days and never leave the property, because we also have our spa cafe and our restaurant, and really immerse yourself in just relaxing here. Or if you want to do that some of the time and then expand out, you can also go out into town, and we have mountain biking right from the property, hiking right from the property, very nearby. In the summer, we've got other summer sports like paddle boarding. In the winter, the cross-country and snowshoe starts right from the property. And then, of course, for those alpine skiers and snowboarders and so forth, we're about 5 miles from Mount Mansfield.
So really, you're right in the heart of everything. And it's not just the skiing, because a lot of people think, oh, snow and skiing, but you're coming up onto your big fall foliage season in Vermont, and there's something every time of the year. It's a four-season resort.
It really, truly is. And some of my favorite times here are some of the times that people don't think about as much. The pre-fall time, which is right now, because it's the weather's absolutely beautiful. I can do all the things I like to do outdoors, as can my guests. And you start seeing the slight beginnings of the leaves turning. It's not going to peak for a little while, but you can see it start turning. And it really, you know, beyond fall, the major seasons are going to be fall, winter, and summer, but your spring shoulder season and your after-fall shoulder season, there's still plenty to do.
Oh, very much so. A lot of people say, oh, it's, you know, early May is mud season in Vermont, but that's one of the times we love to visit, because there's just that rebirth after a long winter, and you go and you breathe in the fresh country air and enjoy a great meal, and you know that the rest of spring and summer is coming, and that's a good time to get value rates and be in a destination when there's not a lot of people around.
It absolutely is. It's if you're looking for the value travel and you want non-winter sports, May is a great time to come. And then as you're heading into winter, you know, that the early winter period or the late March, there's still great skiing as well.
Yeah, the Mount Mansfield has skiing sometimes, you know, right into April sometimes, or even,
it does,
you know, end of April. And for a sales meeting, for a group, you've got a lot of conference space there, more than a lot of other properties in central Vermont.
We do. We have 22,000 square feet of meeting space, which makes us one of the, well, it makes us one of the largest resort properties. We're not a convention center, obviously, with that, but we also, with our facilities, we're what's called IAC certified, and we are the only IAC certified property in Vermont, which is International Association of Conference Centers. So we really take that aspect of our business very seriously. We're able to hold those meetings, and when we're housing the guests, we house them in one wing, and we'll keep our leisure guests in the other wing. So really, the vacation guests and the business traveler at a conference, the two can work well together and not conflict with each other's expectations.
And you're going to get good food, because I had breakfast, lunch, dinner on various days, and service was prompt, and boy, were the meals tasty.
And you, that's, you know, I everything we're talking about, I'm saying I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of what we've done with the business and what my staff does and brings forth. And food is a very important part of everybody's visit. And my chefs are always excited to provide something new for our guests and the service staff to engage them and help them really enjoy their visit.
We've got about a minute left, so Sherry, What else would you like to tell us about the Snowflake Resort? Pass out your 800 number and your website. People can get more information from you.
Absolutely. I always say that all the research is done on the website, which is www.snowflake.com. I always say call, because we can help explain all of our activities so much better than the website, in my opinion. And that's 800-253-2232, and we really hope to hear from folks.
Well,
mention the show.
I really enjoyed my stay. Snowflake Mountain Resort and Spa, Stowe, Vermont. Sherry Barrow-Smith is the Vice President and General Manager, third generation. Going on the fourth generation, you're training your son well. He was very hospitable, and you know, look forward to coming back to the Snowflake Resort in Stowe, Vermont. Stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and at twc.ca. We'll be right back talking about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Travel World. with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Yeah, just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to Travel World Radio across America via satellite around the world at TWC.ca. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And another great destination that I visited recently was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My third visit. First went there 25 years ago. It was the first destination that I ever profiled on the Jay Rubenstein show on the Videotron cable network. Time flies. It was a city in renaissance back then, and even better today. Craig Davis is the president and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, the city's convention and tourism marketing authority. Welcome to Travel World, Craig.
Thank you much. Excuse me. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Oh, it's a great city, and what I really like is the neighborhoods, the neighborhood feel, and you feel like you're in a small town, but it's a major, major metropolis.
It really is. You know, there's over 90 smaller jurisdictions that make up Pittsburgh, and each one of them has its own look and feel. It really has captured and kept most of its true roots that go back, you know, 150 years. So Pittsburgh is made up of all these different neighborhoods, and each one has their own culture and their own food and their own style. It really makes for a beautiful city.
Well, I very much enjoy. Last visit we had before this trip was just shortly after it had opened, the Heinz History Center downtown, and boy, I could spend all day there. That is truly a treasure.
It really is, and it's located right downtown, right in the midst of everything. And what makes that particular museum great is that it's a mixture of things that are particular to Western Pennsylvania, where Pittsburgh is located, but also it has a very big national feel. It is a Smithsonian Institute treasure. So, in your words, so it really has it pays a lot of attention to Pittsburgh sports memorabilia. So you have a lot of the Pirates, the Steelers, and the Penguins memorabilia in there, and also it pays attention to a lot of the history that made Pittsburgh what it is. So I won't bore you with all of that, those particulars, but it has some amazing things in it that really make it worth a visit.
Right, you learn about the industrial development of the area, and then as you mentioned, the Pittsburgh Sports Hall of Fame. If you're a fan of Roberto Clemente, boy, you've got many documents from his illustrious career right there. And it's interesting to see people still walking around Pittsburgh wearing a number 21 Clemente sweater.
Oh yeah, you know, that is the case today, and has been for the last many years. That Pittsburgh really does pay a lot of attention to its sporting past. You see not only the Clemente sweatshirts, but you also see a lot of the Steelers 70s, the Penguins, Lemieux. I mean, there's just so many. It's a great mixture of old and new, and it is a sports town. If any city in the United States is, Pittsburgh is one of the biggest.
Well, I really enjoyed going to PNC Park and seeing the you know, the Pirates in action. They won both nights, and it's just such a jovial atmosphere of camaraderie. And boy, that's a must if you're there in the summertime. And it was a big thrill to see Pirates legend Bill Mazeroski throw out the first pitch as well.
Yeah, you know, Baseball Digest just named PNC Park the best ballpark in America. What makes that particular stadium so wonderful, it is right almost downtown. You have to walk across a very short bridge to get there from the downtown area, but the area within which PNC Park is located is a real tourism area for the city. There are many bars and restaurants, and it's all walkable. It's as safe as can be. It's clean. People always remark at how beautiful our city is. Our skyline is one of the nicest in the United States. And you sit in the stadium, the park, and you look out, and you can see the city in the background. It really is picturesque. And I'm glad that you saw a couple of the of wins. You know, we're really struggling this year to get out on top. The Pirates have had just a great year this year, but we still can't beat St. Louis to take the top spot. So it's been a fun year. And those of your listeners who know anything about baseball know that Pittsburgh was in the doldrums for probably almost 20 years, and we've come out of it the last few years, and we're really trying to get back on top. But it's fun to be at that particular park and watch all the action take place.
Yeah, it's nice to see there's an area of bars, and you walk by the river. You have the river walk there, and the skyline, yes. It reflects in the river, and people are out in boats and walk over to the casino. Boy, it's a really vibrant area.
It really is, and you know that I mentioned it before, but it is worth repeating the fact that Pittsburgh is a true walking town, so any visitor can come into the city, park their car, or take public transit into the city center, and you really won't have to want for much. Once you get down there, there are about 220 restaurants in the downtown proper, area. And Pittsburgh is only 16 square blocks, by the way. And you can walk around, you can see the sights, and there's a whole bunch of different experiences that take place in that very small area, including the sporting events. Any one of our major teams plays right downtown in Pittsburgh, so you do not have to leave the city proper or even get much past even one or two stops on a subway, and you're right there.
Well, what I also liked, very reasonable parking downtown. When I went to the Hines, I had to look twice when they said $5 for parking, and downtown public transit is free of charge in the downtown core. So, hey, park, and
it is free.
You walk or take the public transit, and that's a city that really knows how to encourage people to come down. They aren't gouging them, and the visitor will park and enjoy all that the downtown area has to offer.
Well, what I think a lot of the listeners might be surprised about is the fact that Pittsburgh has so many hills and mountains. It's such a very different terrain. So where we can walk, we really take advantage of it because it is the type of a city that wherever you look, you're going to see something different in terms of topography. And I think that that's a really big part of our attraction. People always tell me that they're surprised at how clean it is, how safe it is, and just the ease of getting, how compact really and truly, and there's just so much sprinkled downtown. There's 8 different theaters in a 4-block radius in Pittsburgh. So there's something for everybody.
Well, I also enjoy taking the Duquesne Incline. That's like, going back in time, 135 years old, and you get a great view, and that is something special that is unique to Pittsburgh.
Well, at one time, there were 14 different inclines that went up the side of our mountains in Mount Washington, and that's how the workers got from up in the residences down to the steel mills. Now, there are only 2 surviving now, but they are, as you said, 135 years old, and they still operate every day. That is public transportation for many people in Pittsburgh. But it, of course, from my business and being in the tourism business, it is a wonderful way to see the city. In fact, about 5 years ago, USA Today named Mount Washington, the top of Mount Washington, looking down into Pittsburgh, one of the most beautiful vistas in the United States.
Oh, definitely.
So it really has that kind of a vibe. People that have not been to Pittsburgh are always shocked by how beautiful it is.
And a place that really was unique was America's only accredited indoor bird zoo, the National Aviary. And I spent an afternoon there and loved the penguins, loved the variety of birds, walking through the different habitats. Sometimes a bird would come right close to you and not be afraid. It was a great place to visit and, something that you'll only see really in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and as you said, it's the only national accredited indoor aviary in the United States. And as you said, it's one of those very unique experiences that you can only get here because of the fact that it is, again, right, it's just a little bit away from downtown, so you don't have to work very hard to get there. And it is you can spend an entire day there and really interact with the animals there. And in that particular place where it is located on the north side, there are so many other bars, restaurants, and other, for people that are traveling with kids to see the aviary, there's a whole host of things, a science center and a children's museum that are within blocks of the aviary. So it really is an incredible place to bring not only families but couples. There's something for everybody here.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I had like almost a nature weekend. I also went to your zoo. I went to the Phipps Conservatory, Botanical Gardens. It was totally a relaxing weekend and a great weekend getaway. We've got about 45 seconds left. Craig Davis is speaking with us today, president of Visit Pittsburgh. How would you like to wrap it up, Craig? Give out your phone number, your website, and invite our listeners.
Of course, Stephen. Well, I want to invite our listeners to go to Visit Pittsburgh. Don't forget the H on it, on the end of it, visitpittsburgh.com. And our number is 412-281-7711. And we're more than happy to help. We have a great website. There are easy packages on our website to choose from. The great thing about Pittsburgh is that it's a less than a 6-hour drive from most of the population of North America. So you can get here easily. we're an incredibly welcoming town, and we love people that are not from here.
Well, thank you, Craig. I love Pittsburgh. Three times there. Looking forward to my fourth visit. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay!
Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Pork Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back to Travel World Radio. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Back, as segment four of today's show. And I was earlier this summer, or actually just the end of spring, in Peterborough, Ontario, for the annual meeting of the Travel Media Association of Canada, and thought I would try out Airbnb for the first time. I've had a number of friends, neighbors, colleagues stay with them in various locales, but I'd never experienced it, and it really, really worked well. I ended up with a five-bedroom Victorian townhouse across the street from a branch of the river, and I had a full kitchen and 1.5 baths, and it was just like living in my own home. Off-street parking, it really worked well. I had a much more at-home experience than if I had chosen to stay in a more sterile hotel environment.
You mean a happy at-home experience?
Yes, a very happy at-home experience.
At-home experience is like, what do you think this is, a hotel? Get up and get it yourself.
Yeah, clean it up and get it yourself, and go and clip the hedge as well and mow the lawn.
Oh, yeah, you do the rake leaves, take out the garbage, go clean up your mess. Yeah, yeah, that's, you see, we've experienced true family.
Oh, yeah, so I have family memories of that, but people traveling around the world have taken to Airbnb. They now have like 1.5 million listings worldwide, 34,000 cities in 190 countries. There are people looking to make a little extra income on the side and rent out a room. At the same time, people who are visiting want to get a more local experience. They're the generic hotels put up by cookie cutters by real estate investment trusts aren't enticing them or stimulating them enough. So they'd rather meet with some locals. And often in an area, there may not be a hotel nearby. I know that if somebody was coming to visit me, they would have to stay a few miles away to stay at a chain hotel. They would have to spend 50 minutes or more each way driving, maybe an hour on the bus. So why would they maybe want to do that if there's somebody with an Airbnb property walking distance away? So in many areas of the city, it makes sense to stay at an Airbnb property, not just because the rate may be less.
Well, let me get this straight. So Airbnb is a collection of private homeowners. That means people like you, people like me, who own our own homes, and you have space to rent.
Yes, you could rent out a room, or you could rent out the entire property. There are people who rent out villas, there are castles. You can rent it for a night, a week, a month. It depends on the particular owner, what his availability is. And you do this online or with a mobile app, and you charge it to your credit card. There's nothing to pay when you get there. You know all the charges up front with regards to local tax, or they might have a cleaning fee or a fee for various things. Those fees are all mentioned on the website. You have a map where you can map out where it is with regards to where you're going in the city. I had somebody going that I know that went down to the Miami area. They were going to visit their attorney in Coral Gables. Again, the hotels all around there were miles away and $300, and they stayed at a very nice room with a shared bathroom for like $40-something a night that was walking distance to where they had to go. So again, there's that convenience factor.
Yeah, convenience and also affordability.
Yes.
It's not always the bargain, though. I mean,
no.
Sometimes people just want to stay with other people. I mean, you know, sometimes when you're traveling alone, you don't necessarily want to be totally alone. Although Airbnb properties, from what I understand, you can have as much or as little contact as you want. So some people don't really want to be bothered by the innkeeper too much.
Yeah, you can pick and choose, and you'll see the reviews online again, how people, and many people rave that, the owner really showed them around, or the owner put them in touch with some local restaurants, or they knew somebody who was driving a taxi or an Uber car, and they got them transportation, or showed them how to use the city bus system. Hey, that's all information that sometimes you don't get unless, you're staying with a local and they know those ins and outs. So if you want that contact, fine. Other times somebody will be renting out the entire house, as in the case with my visit to Peterborough. The gentleman lived in Toronto, and he had this as an investment property, and also rented it out to students during the university year as separate accommodations. But he was available to me to answer questions via email in advance of my visit, told me where to find the key and where to put it when I was leaving. So, hey, you can have that personal contact or not, but you know how much or how little simply by reading the postings on the website.
So that's the real magic of the site. Depending on the modalities that a person might have, you have all the range. You can have stay in someone's home, or you could have what amounts to a private bed and breakfast type of place, not even necessarily breakfast. Whatever they plan to provide or services, that's all listed on the site. So really, the magic of the service is you got to read exactly what they do and don't provide on the site. And then you choose something that actually suits your needs.
Yes, you choose the services and facilities. You might have a shared bathroom, or you might have a full house. But you pick and choose, and the rates are priced accordingly, and you can see where they're located in the city. And it's all about reading, but there's such a wide variety, as I say, 1.5 million listings plus worldwide, that you're bound to find something in your price range and in the area of the city that you're looking for.
Now, what if someone is new to this? It's the first time you've actually stayed with Airbnb, and you had a first-time experience.
Yes.
What was it like exactly?
Well, I mean, I checked out their website at Airbnb.com, and I plugged in the city that I was visiting, and you can choose by area and how many miles from the city center, and it might suggest places further away because there may not be ones right there. And you pick and choose by proximity. You can pick and choose by amenities. You can pick and choose by your price range and zero in on the map and look at it, then click on the map, and bring up all the facilities, the amenities, and often a great number of pictures. And there's also an availability calendar. You punch in your dates. It may be available. It may not be. If you have questions, you can contact. You've already created your own profile because you need to create a profile online to book and enter credit card information and that. But you can send an email from your profile to that of the owner. Ask any questions. You might want to know whether it's near a particular, building, a museum, what have you. And they'll answer your questions. You'll usually get back to you within 24 hours and say, it's walking distance to the Wally Mott Museum, or you're across the street from a bus that will take you downtown, or a great place if you're a fan of gourmet hamburgers is. And you can ask those questions, and if they know the answers, hey, you're one step ahead to enjoying a great vacation or a business trip. A lot of business travelers, 20% or more of business travelers, are now putting through expenses from staying at Airbnb in expense reports.
Now, what about what made you choose the property you picked?
It's proximity to where I was attending the convention, and also the fact that I would have the entire place to myself. Those were two big selling features. And also the historic part of the property. It was Victorian townhouse. I was in the Peterborough Museum during my visit, and museum about Peterborough area and the Kawartha Lakes. And there was a picture of that exact same house in the museum from over 100 years ago. So that just made it ever so much more special for me to say, hey, I'm in a house that was so historical, it made the museum.
Well, it's nice to get a personal perspective of course, what attracted you to that. Now, I mean, if something goes wrong, what is your recourse, though? I mean, that's the thing is, when you're staying at a hotel, you know, the recourse is obvious because they are a hotel. But does Airbnb themselves as an entity have some kind of a...
They have a customer service option, and if you've got a problem, if it's something misrepresented, eventually they will delist that person as well. But you've paid Airbnb as the merchant on the card, and they do stand behind their product, and they will attempt an effective resolution between you and the owner of the property.
So that's what gives you the warms and fuzzies. That's gives you that layer of comfort that you would, when you're seeking a hotel, typically, people hire a professional or they'll stay at a hotel or hire that simply because you have someone to hold liable when something goes wrong. I mean, but the nice thing is that you have then that whole choice of whether it's a personal touch or a private experience.
Yes. And I have very, very few, the people I've known have all enjoyed the places they've stayed at.
Well, we're running out of time. Airbnb, Steve, sounds like a great idea. You had a good experience.
Yep.
From Washington, D.C., I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford in Montreal. Until next time, happy traveling, everyone.
is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.